The great news about this treaty is that now children in the countries that have ratified the treaty will be allowed to lodge, to send communications to the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child when their rights are violated. So in a sense, it empowers children to really hold their rights, seek remedies to the violations of their rights. And of course, it entails that at national level, there have to be some mechanisms so the child can already use the national domestic remedies, national courts, etc. But if these remedies are not effective enough, then the child can go to the UN and make a call for his or her rights.
Is this done through a lawyer, through an NGO?
It can be the children themselves, but of course it can be also through their representatives. And the representatives have just to show that they have the consent of the child.
What kind of cases actually do go before a committee like this? How serious do these crimes that are committed against children have to be?
Well, on any of the violations of the rights in the Convention on the Rights of the Child or any of the two protocols to this convention. So it goes from the right to education to the protection from violence to health. So it covers really all children's rights.
Thailand is one of the countries that actually ratified this, and there are stories almost every month maybe of children being trafficked or children being sold into sexual slavery. Does this mean that Thailand is ready and prepared to tackle these issues?
Well, absolutely. Unfortunately, these problems of trafficking, sale of children, sexual abuse and child labor exist in many, many countries. And far too often, children are suffering in silence and ignored by public authorities. So indeed, the 10 countries that have ratified this protocol really send a strong message. And it's a firm commitment to make sure that children can access to their rights also through the UN system.
There was talk here of trying to get the message out and trying to inform as many people as possible. How are you going to do that? Through which means? And especially for small children, they don't access newspapers or radios all the time. How are you going to reach out to them?
It is very, very important, and one of the first obligations of the state is to make sure that children and those who work with children are aware of the rights and of the existence of this protocol. So we expect governments, civil society, and all stakeholders at national level to really make a communication, an important communication effort to make sure that children and their representatives, the people who work with them, know about this possibility. And we are also facilitating this process by providing a child-friendly version of this protocol so that children can easily understand and make sure that they can use them.